Hello, and welcome to the Confident Healer Podcast. I'm your hostess, Sharmila Mali, and in addition to podcasting, I also help healers find their unique healing gifts through my Confident Healer 9-month Reiki training program. Why listen to the Confident Healer Podcast, you ask? Because it sucks not knowing your place in the world, and I'm here to remind you that you're not alone in your struggles. In this podcast, you'll hear from me and other healers as we talk about how we overcame our personal challenges and became confident as we answer the calling to be a healer. I would really appreciate it if you would help me grow the show. You can do two things. You can tell somebody about the show, and you can become a patron by making a monthly donation or a generous one-time donation. When you tell others about the podcast and donate, you're letting me know that you support me and that you love what I'm doing. You can find the PayPal link on theconfidenthealer.net and in every show note. Thank you so much for listening, and let's get on with the show. Welcome to The Confident Healer. I'm your hostess, Sharmila Mali. And today we have a remarkable woman. When I met her, I think it was like last month at the psychic fair, she was visiting a friend. We have a mutual friend in common. And she was talking about her story. And I just thought, God, this is incredible. So here she is. Let me introduce you to her first. So my guest today is a COVID survivor. She was hospitalized with severe acute COVID pneumonia on October 2020, and miraculously, she survived after almost 1 month in the hospital. She has shared her long hauler journey on her YouTube channel, Meet Tina, right after she was discharged from the hospital, not knowing if she would heal or survive. She felt compassion to many of those who went into the ER, so she intuitively felt that her videos would help other people going through the same thing. And now, 19 months later, she's recovered, and she continues using her YouTube channel to talk about health, wellness, and self-development. So with a big warm hug, let's welcome to the Confident Healer, Tina Saley.
Hey, hello, hello. Thank you. And virtual hug to you and to everyone who's listening. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when you were there filming for your YouTube channel, Meet Tina, and right. You talked a little bit about your story. And what was also fascinating was that you were there visiting, filming and interviewing David, the co-owner of Starborn Wellness Center.
I just went blank.
Yeah, I just went blank for
Sometimes
a second.
Sometimes that happens. It's the end of the day, 5 p.m. here. Totally get it.
But yeah, the... Starborn Wellness, and he was a student of yours for many years. So before we get into your COVID journey, because I feel like that really helped you, what you did in the past really helped you get through that COVID. So tell us what you used to do.
Absolutely. I used to, and I still am, you know, hypnotherapist as well as a spiritual healing teacher. Anything has to do with esoteric, metaphysical, intuitive development, self-development, all that stuff. I did have my meetup back in 2010, and I used to teach, you know, out of my home, and I used to have a lot of students coming over back in Sylmar, California. And I think fast forward to 2015, I taught until 2016. That's when I got divorced and moved, and I just kind of totally changed everything in my life. Yes.
Right.
And until I got COVID. Yes.
Right. And then but you still do massage, a type of massage.
Well, it's so interesting because my journey took me into the journey of being a spiritual teacher, teaching student in intuitive development and also energy healing.
Right.
And also as a hypnotherapist as well, helping people with their mind, their emotion. And when I got divorced back in 2015, I don't know why I just decided because, you know, I have to like start all over again because it's like an hour away from where I used to because I moved. something guided me to get into neuromuscular therapy, which is like massage pain management work. So it's kind of interesting that I went through the process of healing my clients, their body, their mind, their soul. And this is why you see my background here, my body and soul for my YouTube channel. Yeah. And, you know, what got to me when I got my COVID pneumonia very bad in October 2020, that's like early on with the Delta COVID that I got, I almost died, as I share with you. And it was a very difficult, challenging healing process for me for up until 19 months. I was a long hauler. And starting beginning of this year, you know, Shamil, I thought to myself, oh, well, I didn't have much to talk about COVID anymore because I'm pretty much, I feel like I'm healed. But then something inside me just kind of like pushed me to do YouTube, continue doing that. And I asked myself, what? And this is coming from what I used to do. I rely a lot on my intuition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always taught my students to like trust your intuition. And during this healing process with YouTube, I had a lot of me time, a lot of time to do a lot of meditation and reflection and healing myself, a lot of time to slow down, you know, definitely reflection and really connect to my inner self a lot more, because the lifestyle we have is just so fast and so stressful for a lot of people. But I was more stressed with my body, you know, right, with my lungs and my heart, not knowing if I was going to survive or back to normal. But then when I like I told you, when I saw so many people going to the hospital, I just kind of felt compassion. I felt like, I don't know why, I just felt like I should just put camera in front of me and record myself. And if my healing journey becomes successful, whoever's behind me can, I can help them with my videos. The reason was that when I got out of the hospital, I was trying to find information about how to heal myself with COVID. Right. I found nothing back then.
Right.
And all the doctors and specialists, lung specialists and ID doctor would tell me like, this is so new to them. They didn't know how to help me. So imagine you felt horrible and you heard that. I mean, you know, they tried their best anyway, but they're being honest that they didn't know how.
Right.
And back in 2020, during that time, there was not much information on the internet at all on YouTube. So that was the reason why I decided to do what I did. Just follow my intuition.
Yeah.
And I just put camera in front of me and I just kind of felt connected to some of my followers, you know, who they were in the hospital and they put the post a comment saying, you know, Tina, thank you for encouragement. Thank you for, you know, sharing your story because, you know, they feel like they're not alone. And it just made me feel good that I can contribute, you know, information to help them move forward, to encourage them, to make them feel positive, because that's what's important too. Through my teaching, feeling positive is very, very important. So when we go through a tough time with our body, emotion, and the mind, it's kind of hard to kind of boost yourself back up.
Yeah.
Because the most important thing is to cap this positive energy. And I understood that. But I'll be honest with you, the first 6 months, I was kind of like depressed because I never been this sick in my life.
Right.
However,
and it's scary. It's scary.
Oh, yes,
too.
It was because I wasn't able to breathe. This is someone who used to be so healthy, used to do CrossFit 5 days a week to like, I told everybody, I felt like mid 30. I'm 59 right now. I felt like mid 30 before COVID, and I felt like 150 after COVID. Wow. And nobody lived beyond 100, right?
Right.
Imagine that's how I felt.
Wow.
And I was kind of being sarcastic and jokingly about that too, you know, just to make myself laugh. But I had hope. That's the thing. So I psyched myself. I saw myself. I used hypnosis on myself. And again, mm-hmm. that's through my work. Everything through my work, I bring it back, use it on myself. I put positive affirmation every day. I visualize and see myself getting back into that weightlifting again and CrossFit again. I saw myself feeling happy, even though at the moment I wasn't feeling it. But I would just put that visualization in my head and that word. It's like, I'm back again. I'm healthy again. But boy, that was a lot of affirmation, a lot of shifting my perception.
Right. And you were by yourself. Were you living with anybody?
Or? I live with my elder aunt who was 70 okay. years old. Yeah. In the beginning, she had to cook and put in front of my room, you know, because I wasn't able to do anything.
Right.
I
mean, and you were, did you have to isolate?
Yeah, I isolate myself for like 3 months because it took 3 months to get the negative test.
Oh my
so imagine
gosh.
A 70 years old lady, woman, having to like get stuff out of the car for me, having to carry stuff for me. You know, that was horrible.
Mm.
So yeah, that was my story about how my background that I used to do this kind of work that has to do with, you know, helping people with their body and mind, their soul, I'm able to bring it back. And, you know, I always... I begin to get massage because I got a lot of information in my body too. So that also helps, you know?
Right. So yeah. I watched some of your videos when you were documenting your process after you got out of the hospital. And, you know, your biggest thing was you couldn't, you know, it was so hard for you to breathe. And, yes. you know, and the breath is essential to our life. So what is that process? I mean, you said you were pretty depressed for the first six months coming out of the hospital.
Absolutely. So
how did you find that strength to remember, like, oh yeah, I used to do hypnosis. Oh, maybe I can conjure up some hypnosis for myself to create a good outcome. Because if you can't breathe, I would imagine that's very stressful. That probably gives you a lot of
well, you know, Shamila, yeah. What happened was that when I did a lot of reflection, I saw myself being like that. I didn't like how I was. And I said, I gave up and being like this for the rest of my life. Or I just decide to gather my strength, take charge, and do everything I could do to get better. And I told myself, I'm going to fight no matter what, you know, and I'm not going to live my life without trying hard enough. So I did a lot of research on nutrition. Mm. I did a lot of research on like how to get rid of inflammation because I got a lot of inflammation. I gained so much weight from steroids and all antibiotics. You know, like a couple months after I was discharged, I gained like 50 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I started to do intermittent. I started to skip sugar. I started to like, I was serious about doing what I did. So that was one of the reasons. It's like, I asked myself a question, Tina, do you want to be like this? You want to be in this condition for the rest of your life? I said, no, absolutely no way. There's no quality in life to live your life in like that. And I asked myself a question, will I be able to get back to where I was before? Well, my answer is just like, I have no idea. But you know what? I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight for myself. And how I'm going to fight for myself is not to like feel sorry for myself or feel depressed. Luckily, because of my background, you know, mm-hmm. in teaching and doing this, like I said, visualization was a big thing. Hypnotherapy was a big thing that I used on myself. You know, and what I do, I find distraction instead of being in the bed or being, I just try to go out and walk in nature, trying to find something that makes me feel joyful. What is it that makes Tina feel joyful? And doing the video was actually make me joyful. I have to say that I never thought I would enjoy doing a YouTube video, but it was COVID pneumonia that got me to do it. And I started to communicate with all followers. And I just felt so good that I can help them. And while editing video and doing this, I mean, I started to have fun, you know, it's like playing with myself. It's just kind of fun. So I think that was kind of help finding distraction to do something fun. And every day I would tell myself, do something for Tina, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally.
Nice.
You know, so I would like talk to God or whatever, both me, like, hey, you know what? Help me heal with this. And what do I need to do? Whatever is my destiny, my journey to do to contribute to the world? I'll do it, you know, because, you know, I mean, life is so short anyway. I'm not going to have so much time to be on this earth for too long. You know, so I figure I'll do something that I enjoy and help other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that was one of the several little things that I decided to do that and help me find distraction to do a lot of fun things on a daily basis and connection with friends and family. I realized those are more important And we tend to get so caught up with work and everything. So I reconnect with my brothers, my family, and, you know, my friends, all friends, reconnecting with them. And it just feels so absolutely amazing.
Did you see them in person, or was it just over Zoom? Or
in the beginning, it was text and phone. Mm. And then when I started to get better and the COVID started to become more relaxed, yes, I decided to get together with lunch, dinner, or walk, or, you know, finally eventually took a few trips with them.
And
the more joy that I fill in, the more fun I have, it just made me feel happier.
Hmm.
And I think with all this feeling of positive, feeling happy, it's a big boost in healing, big time.
Yeah, absolutely. Big time.
Because I caught myself in the beginning just so worried, and every little tiny thing that I felt, I freaked out. And I would just like run to the hospital or to the doctor. And I noticed a lot of long haulers are like that. You know, like, we can't help it because, you know, we didn't feel normal.
Right.
And I realized that I got caught up into that habit. Mm. And I did not want, knowing hypnotherapy, I would not want to create that habit of not healthy habit.
Right.
So I began to reverse it before it got too late. Yeah.
So what are the long haul COVID symptoms that you experienced?
Pretty much everything that everybody had. Okay.
Fatigue
is a big thing. Not able to take a deep breath. I had shallow breathing most of the time. Heart palpitation was quite often. Stomach problem, got bloating. I even have like UTI symptom, chronic. It's been 2 years now, but it's getting better now, except that, you know, it's still there and my stomach still there. I never have all those problems before, but because I believe it's all those medication that saved my life, it sat in my bladder, in my stomach for a long time before the nurses would be able to help me out, because I wasn't able to walk or move or get up the bed. That's how horrible.
Were you intubated or were you on a ventilator?
Almost, because they were making decision to intubate me. The ID doctor and the lung specialist, they talked to my brother about that. Luckily, my brother's a doctor, so he was in a constant communication with those doctors in ER. And they gave me one plasma already. So my brother, you know, asked them, hey, you know what, can we request for a second one? Which it was kind of hard for them to make that decision because that wasn't enough at a time. Right. And then my brother said, you know, what's the difference, you know, intubating her and having plasma? Because, you know, the ID doctor said it's quite dangerous to give her a second plasma. And my brother said, if we intubate her, she got 50-50 as well. You know, my brother's an ER doctor, so he realized that. So I think that was one of the blessing part of my life, that I have a brother who's a doctor, who just like making sure that things were going right for me when I was in this situation. So thanks to him for that. Because if I were intubated, I'm not sure if I would make it. But I think one of the things too that's helped save my life is my workout. You know, as a CrossFitter, I used to work out quite a bit regularly, so I think it strengthened my lungs and my heart. So if it wasn't strong, I probably would have been gone already. And maybe God didn't want me yet. That's
right.
You know, I did mention that maybe it's not my time,
right?
And there's a reason why I continue, you know, being alive. Maybe just sharing my YouTube channel, Meet Tina on youtube.com. So yeah, that's what happened. Almost they almost that close to intubate me because I wasn't able to breathe on my own. Yeah.
And then, you know, there was a video of you going back to CrossFit, or at least going back to the gym. So how many months was that after?
Oh my God. I mean, I tried to go back a year after, but it reverted back. I didn't feel well. And then I think up to the 16 months, I still went back to the gym trying to do like very light weights and only half an hour and four times a week. And still it was feeling okay at the time, but then my lung will feel so exhausted the rest of the day. And that's not normal.
Right.
And I would have to like take a deep breath. It's like after I worked out, and I didn't do intense workout. And there's no cardio, just weight and very lightweight. So I stopped. But then at the beginning of the year, I decided to get the wellness IV. I decided to do acupuncture and massage regularly and just kind of stay positive. You know, I travel. But I think the wellness IV helped a lot too, because when you took a lot of, because I took a lot of antibiotics, different types since the beginning of COVID.
Right.
And then when I have this UTI symptom, which is, it's not UTI bacteria, but it has a symptom of that. Mm-hmm. They were giving me antibiotics as well. Oh, so imagine every 2 months for 2 years. So what happened is wiped out all the good bacteria in my stomach and in my bladder wall. You know, that was explained by a urologist. So that would make sense why, I lack a lot of nutrients. So I got the reports. That's not from the doctor, because that's different. I got a special report from Groupon's, and it tells me, like, you know, my gut biome and the kind of food that I would be sensitive to, which I wasn't paying attention on that before COVID, mm-hmm. because my stomach was strong.
Right.
I ate everything.
Right.
I got tons of ice cream in my fridge. Not anymore. Not anymore. And you know, I begin to take better care of myself. Actually, with the COVID, it got a lot of positive outcome, a consequence into my whole well-being.
Wow.
I'm more conscious of what I eat. I skip sugar. I try not to eat processed food. Very, you know, I cut quite a bit. You know, I went back to CrossFit because I started to feel better these past 3 months. And since I started doing a wellness IV to put more nutrients into my body, and vitamins and minerals, because I started to understand that, hey, the antibiotics is the one that wipes out everything. That's why.
Right.
Plus, I got the report to check on my minerals, and it shows that I was deficient quite a bit. And that's why I felt tired and fatigued. So, you know, just want to let people who got COVID and went through all this, your body probably lack a lot of nutrition and a lot of vitamins. Even though we thought we ate good, you know, we ate well, but a lot of foods don't have enough nutrition because the soils also lack good nutrition as well. Mm. So, but I got a lot of tablets, vitamin before, but I don't think that absorbed well because I took it for over a year and I felt a little better, but still not completely better until I got the wellness IV. Okay. That makes a huge difference.
And where do you get that? Is that, so you do that? You still do that?
You can go to anywhere. There's a lot of places that offer that. Med spa offer that. You can go to like Groupon. You see a lot of people and you look up wellness IV and you see Groupon offer a lot from different locations. So it doesn't matter where you're at in any state, you can look it up. A lot of people offer it. So go anywhere, you'll find. So this is not like one place that offer. A lot after.
And how did you know to do something like that? Was that recommended to you or you just?
Well, I saw a client of mine who's also become a friend of mine because we actually went to the hospital by the same time with COVID. And she's starting to get this IV, you know, and a year after she seemed to be she looks a lot healthier, you know? And then when after a year and a half, I still wasn't back to normal yet. You know, with my workout, I was kind of concerned like, oh God, when the heck I can go back and work out like I used to, you know, even though I felt better, but not until when I worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh God, you know, it costs a lot of money, but I realized, you know what? Money is not important because, you know, when you're sick, you cannot spend anyway, right? You cannot work. So I decided to go ahead and get it. And once I got it, after like 10 sessions, I felt different, absolutely different. And then I, you know, went to CrossFit where I used to go. And I did about 2 days. And that day I worked as well. And I didn't feel that exhaustion in my lungs.
Wow.
I didn't feel like I had to take, and I'm like, oh my God, this is heaven. And this has been 3 weeks now. And I've been going to CrossFit like, you know, 3 times a week now.
Wow.
So I'm happy.
Are you at your, doing what you did before? Or
not as before. No, I'm still, it's better than the gym.
Right.
Because it's a mixed cardio and weight training, strength training, but definitely heavier than what I did before.
That's amazing.
Definitely. And a lot faster. And I felt better. I felt like a little bit stronger. But it's, you know, when you go back, it's, I haven't worked out for almost 2 years, really, consistently. Yeah. So sort of I have to build back up, you know, but I'm happy. I'm happy that I can get a very good workout and feel good afterward and not having to feel like I cannot breathe or my lung would be exhausted all day long. That's not good. Yeah. So I feel so happy about the whole process. And I just wanted to like give a lot of people encouragement here. If you're still going through what I'm going through, do not give up, you know, because it's going to help. It's going to heal. Your body is just going to take time. It is a lot of time, but make sure what kind of food you eat, make sure you go walk and do some workout, make sure you visualize yourself getting back better, and make sure that you just really have to switch your thought, your mind, your feeling, not going into like a dark place.
Right.
Because we get in habit of doing that. And when you don't feel well, the whole body, your cells and everything is not going to feel well.
So I know, you know, visualization, especially when you do hypnotherapy, it's always dynamic because it's different for each person and their issue that they're dealing with. So for you, what was your visualization process? Like, how did you visualize yourself? Was it like
it's for me, it's easy because I always often it works for me, right? Because this is my work too. Right. And I've done, I would visualize myself back to where I was the most healthiest period. And I saw myself, Tina self, went very strong and just pumped those weights and just, you know, ran and jump ropes and burpees and, you know, wall ball and then, you know, do snatch and, you know, do jerk.
These are all CrossFit terms, right?
CrossFit. Yeah. So we do, okay. I'm sorry. So we do all those movements and I felt good afterwards. So I visualized myself being there and it felt so real and I felt good. And I said, yes, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm getting there.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I visualize myself just feeling happy and heal better. I see myself heal. My face looks better, things like that. You know, that's what I do. I kept seeing that and feel good about it. And I know, and it's just like knowing I'm going to get there. So that's how I did it. Went back to the period where I was the happiest, that I did all the fun stuff and then travel. That's what I did.
Wow.
Yeah. So for me, it was kind of easy already because that's my right. area. That's my
right
corner.
Right. Right. And, you know, one of the other things that you had talked about was sleeping prone. So how many months did you sleep prone, meaning on your stomach?
Up to 6 to 8 months, you know, and I would highly encourage everyone, if you have this long hauler experience, you still have a problem sleep. I mean, breathing, definitely try to sleep on prone. And if you can do at night, what I do is, you know, I wasn't able to work anyway. So I was laying on prone all day long and I count the hours of the proning position. Wow. So I make sure I get at least 20 hours.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is a lot in the beginning, especially, you know, when I was, you know, coming from not able to breathe before,
right.
I would lay, and I bought prone pillow. So I would just lay, you know, on my stomach when I watch TV during the day. So I spend most of the day on prone position, even when I eat. And nighttime, I try to do prone. Sometimes it's hard. Then I'll do sideline. But make sure you don't sleep on your back. Because every time I sleep on my back, I felt very heavy because your lungs is in the back. Okay. So that's why prone is very important. It's open up your lungs and it keeps your oxygen saturation high. And that is a fact because I tested. I did that. I'm not going to go into detail because that's going to take a lot longer, but I have tested already. And when I didn't do prone, my oxygen was just that dropping.
I know. And you had the thing that takes
your
pulse
oximeter, you know, that I will tell everyone to get it. And even if you don't have COVID, get one for yourself from Amazon.com, because what happened is this item is like so inexpensive, like $20, but it can be a lifesaver, because if you have COVID symptom and you can't breathe or you have a hard time breathing, just put that little tool into your fingers and make sure that your oxygen is above 95. If it goes below 95, something's not right. You better keep checking and make sure you contact your doctor.
Wow.
You know, and if it goes below 90, you're in deep shit. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. You're not, you're not doing well. You definitely got some pneumonia, some problems, some COVID. Yeah. And if I would have had that, I probably wouldn't be in a bad situation. But back then, you know, we didn't know. That was not something that anyone knew about pulse oximeter, because it was just so still new. You know, by the time the ambulance picked me up, my oxygen was like 85.
Wow. And so what does that look like? It's like, are you gasping for breath at that
point? I was not able to talk. I was not able to move, and everything becomes slow motion, and my heartbeat just go up faster and faster. Right. I wasn't able to move. I just froze. And that's why it's very dangerous to be alone or self-isolated when you have your oxygen that low. But, you know, they told people to isolate themselves that, because they didn't know it can be dangerous. Because once you get to that point, your oxygen is very low, you cannot even make a phone call or talk, because every single tiny movement took a lot of energy or oxygen, and your heartbeat will go up. Mm-hmm. As your oxygen go down, your heartbeat just go. And this is why there's so many code blue in the hospital with COVID. Because of that, it just rapidly going fast, and if they could not move, everything just went frozen.
Right, because that's your heart, right? Is it because the heart is because you feel panicky because you can't breathe, so that increases your heart rate. Which,
well, not only that, it's automatically cause a lot of, it taxes your heart when you're lack of oxygen, because you're trying to breathe, so your heart's starting to like rise up. It was a scary experience, though. I mean, I felt compassion for those who has gone through and who didn't make it. Wasn't an easy way to go.
No. Oh my God.
Wasn't, because I didn't go as far as some people did, but boy, to be in that place, it was freaking scary. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Very.
That's why I just found it so remarkable. And then when, you know, knowing, you know, all the things that you used to teach, all the spiritual teachings, all the mind body, connection teachings, the energy healing and all that, just really all kind of, it just all.
Let me share with you something.
Yes.
Because of this mind body experience, when I was in hospital, my oxygen was low. I panicked. And guess what I did? Meditation breath.
Oh, which one? The Ujjayi,
I just go, you know, I just did mantra that I grew up with, you know, is one word. I just go very slow breathing, because I was not able. It's the only breath that I could do was very shallow breath. There's no way I could take a deep breath. So you just take a little tiny breath and you cannot go anymore. That was suffering. So I would like slow down and I just go into my meditation. And that helped me with the shallow breathing. That helped me kind of stay in that condition and not panic. So yes, with my background of doing meditation, it actually saved me too in the hospital, because I slowed down.
Right.
So like, because you mentioned about panic earlier, that's kind of make me, I realized what I did was meditation, and when I was in bed, when I wasn't able to breathe. And by slowing down through meditation breath, huge difference, Jamila. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Even in that state, you know, when you can't get your breath, just finding a way to find stillness and some sort of peace and using the air that you have to breathe, that helps. Wow.
Yeah, that definitely. So you get into a panic mode. The only way is meditation, then it kind of slow you down. So that was the thing. I mean, I was panicked, but then it just snapped, you know, something just go do meditation breath. So thank God to that.
Yeah. And so how do you know that you don't have the long haul symptoms anymore? Like, are they less? Are you like 100% back? Like, what do you...
Since the beginning of this year, because I didn't feel well, I got my lungs... you know, x-ray, everything seemed to be okay. And when I did CrossFit in the past 3 weeks, everything seemed to be okay. And since beginning of this year, everything seemed to be okay. The only thing I have is just like some stomach issue because, you know, 8 months after I was discharged, my tummy was acting up very abnormal. I have a lot of bloating. I have a lot of constipation. I never had all those before. And they found out a lot of problem in my gallbladder. So I have that removed.
Really?
That's probably like coming from all those chemicals, you know, medication. Yeah.
Wow.
So now my tummy is very, very sensitive, you know, and so I have to learn to eat something that's eat less and also eat less fat and no sugar and try not to eat processed food. So in a way, it's kind of put me into a better eating habit,
right.
Even though I have to lose part of my body.
Oh my God.
And
so you had an operation post COVID.
Yes. Wow. 8 months after.
Wow.
Yeah. But I had an MRI just last week and in my stomach and everything seems to be normal. Yeah, so I'm glad to find, because we don't know what's long-term is going to be for this COVID. We have no idea. But I think, you know, our body can heal ourselves, you know. And so if I stay in a positive mode and then just work out, continue to work out, because, you know, when you work out, your body also create new hormones, mm-hmm. which repair cells. Also meditate, also keep your mind positive. It makes a big difference too. And do things I love, like, you know, luckily I'm blessed that I do the kind of work that I enjoy. And then now I stand to like have my YouTube channel about self-development, which I connect with people. I interview like you, interview right. different people in healing, in body and mind and soul kind of work to help people. I enjoy that. I enjoy interaction with people, making new friends and be able to help the listeners, you know, help themselves through all these different people who are good at what they do. I enjoy doing that. So I figure, you know, the latter part of my life, I like to do things that I can contribute to the society for to better themselves.
Yeah.
In their mind, body, and their soul, everything. Because right now, everything just so messed up, you know, energetically.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see that with all the inflation, with all COVID, with all this problem. A lot of people are in a very unstable situation. And if they can hear something that can actually wake them up and go, hey, you know what? This is not the end of the world. It can get worse, you know? And there's still hope there. Things can change for the better. Life is always a constant change.
Right.
You know, so if we're going through a difficult time right now, don't focus on just the bad. Just know that it's going to change. Even though it seems like forever, it is going to change. You know, and that's the way I see myself and tell myself when I was going through this journey of healing. I saw myself healed. I saw myself better. Yeah, and it did help because your mind is very important.
Yeah.
If you put your mind in a very negative mode all the time, you actually tell yourself and you create that habit of being negative constantly. And feeling negative is not healthy. So it drags everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So definitely this is something that people always have to keep in mind to really watch what they're thinking, really, and also take care of all aspects themselves. Take care of your body. Go for a walk if you don't like going to the gym, or do something that's moved your physical body. If you're heavy and you can't breathe, or, you know, lose the weight. And that's what I did. I did the intermittent fasting. You know, nourish your mind and your emotion. Do every day, do something for yourself. So what I did, you know, Shamila, every morning I wake up at 4. First thing I did for myself is I would do some prayer. I would look at something that's positive,
mm-hmm.
and I would just like talk to my spirit guides and, you know, God, angel, whatever's above, to just, you know, guide me. And then after that, I would go to CrossFit and work out. So see, I do things for my body, my mind, my soul. That's the first thing that I took care of myself. And the rest of the day, I can work on my clients and help other people.
Yeah.
You right. come first. Me come first.
Right. Right.
But people do it differently. People get up and it's time to like take care of everybody else. You need to take care of yourself first. And always remember, take care of yourself, body, mind, and soul, not just go to the gym and just think about things that's, you know, put you in a negative mood or worry about things. Just think things going to get better. Visualize yourself.
Right.
You know, see yourself happy, in a better health, better emotion, whatever it is that you're struggling with, even though you don't feel like at the moment. But by doing so, it just like a battery that charged you and will change your perception eventually.
That's so important.
Because we're so used to creating this bad habit of negative thinking or being lazy, and you know, and but I always do that. This is my me time. My me Tina time is work out, pray, meditate a little bit for myself first, and after that, the rest of the day I can do things, you know, give to other people.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, you know, you've got it right behind you, the mind, body, and soul. That's what we as spiritual.
And it's funny because when I got this background, I didn't think about it. I just,
oh, really?
Came to me. I just saw it. I never seen it. I was taking a class and I saw it. I go, okay, I'll use that for the class. Really, I was using it for the class. Next thing you know, when I started doing YouTube, right after, I'm like, oh, this will be perfect.
Yeah. Because it's holistic, right? Just like you're saying.
It reminds me when I see that word all the time, body, mind, soul.
Right.
Because it's not just about taking care of your body only or taking care of your mind only. We just kind of like, because it creates imbalance.
Right.
And we are multidimensional beings. We're make up all this. So we need to balance everything. Yeah.
That synergy. Yeah. Because they all feed on each other.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just such quite a story. You know, I've seen other, you know, just like on 60 Minutes or, you know, people talking about long haulers and, you know, you don't see people recovering. You just see people suffering and like, oh, this is what my life was like before and I can't do this. And so how long until you started working again? So you're working with people?
I didn't work for a year. And after that, you know, when I started working the first 6 months, I would work only one client a day.
Oh, well, that's something.
That's it. And I cut down the time too. And, you know, I wasn't worried about anything else but myself. Like I said, I have to take care of myself first. But in a way, it kind of helped with my work because it's kind of helped me gauge of where I'm at physically.
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning, I wasn't able to work that much and I just felt exhausted. But then every month I started to add one client at a time per day. And then it got to the point where I fill up my whole day now and I feel fine. And this is when I can tell too that I'm better. I'm back to normal.
So are you seeing the same amount of clients you were pre?
Absolutely. Wow. Blessing to that, because I was kind of concerned too, not able to work for like, I would say almost a year and a half. Some of my clients, many clients coming back and I get a lot of referral. So that's a blessing, you know.
Yeah.
Upstairs blessing that sending me all these clients that I just never have to spend my energy on that, trying to market or trying to bring client in. And I'm able to have my fun time with this new hobby with this YouTube channel. And guess what?
What?
Yesterday I got email from YouTube that I am qualified to be YouTube partner.
I have reached
over 1,000 subscribers and over 4,000 watch time.
Nice.
So that's their two basic requirements that you need to meet. I thought it was going to take me over a year to reach this point, but it's only took 4 months since I started interviewing, you know, different profession. Yeah.
Right.
Because when I did COVID, it was not consistent. I just, when I feel like it, you know, when it's like, right time. But when I felt better and I was not going to do beginning of the year, I was not going to do any more YouTube because I go, okay, well, I feel like I'm healed. I don't have anything to share with COVID.
Right.
But then something inside me just kind of telling me like, okay, well, you're not done yet. Then I went to the Conscious Life Expo in February this year. And I don't know why I just went, because I just feel like, okay, well, we have been under lockdown for so long. I need to get out and mingle with people and things that I enjoy, which is, you know, spirituality and esoteric. And I just went and I went into this workshop. And yeah, I just thought, okay, I'm just going to go in there. I don't know if that's interesting to me. Then I listened to this lady, Jennifer, and she got great personality and I enjoy her talks. And something just telling me in my head, like, ask her for an interview.
Wow.
I did. Well, what's so funny is I scheduled her on February 22nd, 2022. I didn't even think about That is right. A special number. It didn't come to me at that time. However, it didn't work out with her. Then I asked another lady with the same topic to interview on that day. And after the interview is over, like a couple weeks later on, I realized, wait a minute. I had interviewed a lady first time on February 22, 2022. So that is a special number,
right?
Magical number. You know, so I was like, wow. So I was totally guided by divine or universe, you know, because I wasn't planning, but something telling me that I still cannot finish doing the video yet. When I got that light bulb that said, ask her for an interview, it felt good. And it just came to me like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. Kim's. And ever since then, I've been interviewing several people. I never run short of, you know, interviewing my guests. And I've been having a lot of fun. And 4 months only, I just got approved by YouTube. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. What's next?
That's awesome. Yay.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So I'm excited about that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Interviewing people, doing this is so much fun.
It is. You connect with different people. Mm-hmm. It's like a family, it's friends, and you actually get to exchange energy and information. You feel all the love. You feel all. Sometimes it can be, you know, you may have a long day, but when you get to talk to someone and, you know, it can be empowerment.
Yeah, it's very
empowering. Or just like people who listen to us or to any, you know, YouTube channel, they can get inspired. They can feel empowered.
Yes, exactly.
Certain messages come through them. Yeah.
That's why we do it.
Exactly.
For all those reasons. Well, thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. You gave so many great, incredible life lessons and tips to not only get through COVID, but any type of illness, because you really need that balance of fueling your inner self, you know, to motivate yourself to find some sort of wellness, no matter how sick you are, and to find your way out of that darkness. So thank you so much. And like, it's just I was so blown away by your story and just talking to you and, you know, just hearing all the things that you went through and everything that you had to do to overcome it. I'm so glad you're here. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot. It's like, you just have to be proactive. You know, you just have to fight for your health. You have to fight to be better, you know? And that's what I did. I was proactive. I just took charge, you know. It's like, it's very hard to make appointment with doctors, and I would just make sure that I'm being consistent, just everything. And I would just did a lot of research, like, okay, look at my body's nutrition, look at my nutrition, look at my weight, look at my mind, look at my emotion, look at my every aspect, everything to heal, you know? So I would recommend everyone to do that.
Yeah.
And especially those who never work out, it's hard to start. Just go walk, force yourself to do that. You know, your health is so important. Your body is your temple.
Exactly.
If your body doesn't feel well, it's going to affect your mind and your emotion as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have many ways to get in touch with you. So you can go straight to her YouTube channel.
Right.
Through www.meettinaonyoutube.com. And that'll take you straight to her YouTube channel, Meet Tina. You can, she has a website, meet-tina.com. She's on Instagram, Tina, TikTok time.
I don't know why I named that.
I was like, oh, is that TikTok? And she's also on Facebook, Tina Saley. So all this will be in the show notes, how you can watch her, get in touch with her if you have any questions about COVID or need some hypnotherapy to help you get through COVID or any type of any ailment, or whether it's physical or emotional or spiritual. That's how you can contact her. This will all be in the show notes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tina.
Well, come to my YouTube. You know, there's a lot of people I interview, and they are amazing, and you will get so inspired by listening to them, including you.
Yeah, I was recently on there too.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Tina, for being here with us. Let's give you a big hug. Goodbye.
Hugs, everyone. Yes. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for your support. And thank you for the interview.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for sharing. And Thank you all for listening. This is Sharmila Mali. Everything will be in the show notes. This is the Confident Healer podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. You can find information about the guest or any links I referenced in the show notes. And would you help me grow the show by doing these two things? One, sharing the podcast with someone that you think needs to hear it. And two, supporting the podcast by becoming a patron and giving monthly or make a one-time generous donation. It helps me grow the show and I can just focus on making great episodes for you. You can listen, find the show notes, and the PayPal link to donate all in one convenient location, theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.